This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A coalition of 25 press, freedom, and human rights groups have called on the U.S. government to drop its charges against Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. They say the demand is made even more relevant now because of the news that the CIA plotted to kidnap and possibly assassinate Mr. Assange. In a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the groups say the prosecution of the Australian journalist is a threat to press freedom around the globe. Mr. Assange is accused by the U.S. of aiding the leaking of information by Chelsea Manning about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is currently imprisoned in London's maximum security Belmarsh prison. In January, a British court ruled that he could not be extradited to the United States because of his mental condition and that the U.S. could not guarantee he could be stopped from committing suicide. In August, a court ruled that the U.S. could appeal the decision to keep Mr. Assange in the U.K. Just before the first court ruling that kept the journalist in the country, I talked to Tim Dawson, who attended the extradition hearings on behalf of the National Union of Journalists, U.K. and Ireland, and the International Federation of Journalists. I began my conversation with Mr. Dawson by asking him why the extradition of Julian Assange is an issue for journalists.
Because the successful prosecution of Julian Assange would have the effect of criminalising journalism. Let me explain why that is. To understand this, you need to look at what's known as the second superseding indictment of Julian Assange. So this is where the United States sets out the terms on which it wishes to prosecute Mr. Assange. These are all in the U.S. Espionage Act of 1917, which is a very vague and quite a notorious piece of legislation for persecuting progressives and working class organizers and trade unionists. And within the terms of this act, it defines what it seeks to prosecute Assange for, which is effectively nurturing a contact who he hopes to obtain information from and helping that contact to locate information that he thinks might be of use and providing advice on how he might sidestep the security of the computer network from which he's going to take that information. Now, those actions are ones that thousands of investigative journalists will have performed many, many times. They are the actions of somebody locating and coaching a source, somebody who has recognized illegality or immorality within an organization that they're working for and helping them to provide that information for journalistic purposes. So in a way, whether you think Julian Assange is a journalist or an activist or whatever, doesn't really matter because it's the actions that he took which are journalistic for which the US is trying to prosecute him. And if they are successful, it will mean that anybody engaging in that kind of work with classified material would be at risk of prosecution by the U.S., which is a frankly terrifying prospect.
I have heard it said that Mr. Assange used his journalistic expertise to interfere in a U.S. election and so deserves to be punished. How do you respond to this?
Well, so this relates to the leak of emails within the Democratic National Committee in 2016. That event plays no part in the attempt to prosecute Assange whatsoever. So nothing relating to that leak and how that happened is mentioned in any of the US case. I myself wonder about how that leak happened and why it came out as it did. I understand why some might think that even if this isn't what Assange is charged for, maybe he deserves it. But I suppose fundamentally I believe in the rule of law, and if criminal acts somehow led to those leaks or were involved in those leaks coming to light, then let the relevant authorities place those charges in front of a court and let's hear the evidence.